enfield.gov.uk. Otherwise, please choose from these six options so we can get you to the right
the
team.
The 3rd and the 10th, 2008, 1404.
For inquiries regarding council tax, business rates and housing benefit inquiries, it's 2. Please note, with immediate effect, this is the only option that can now deal with these inquiries. For help with waste and recycling, choose 3. For inquiries regarding homelessness, housing advice, or Enfield Council housing, please press 4. Or to ask about registrars, nationality and settlement checking and citizenship, it's 5. For help with anything else, press 6. Thank you for holding.
How are you doing? Is it possible to speak to a person that can deal with my complaint, please? And deal with my caseload that's ongoing with inside of the Enfield Civic Centre?
Okay, just one moment. So this case has been passed on already to complaints team, complaints and information department.
Yes, that's correct. It's been ongoing for a long time. And it's never been addressed. Also, I would like to understand what's happening with my house in regards to a transfer, an emergency transfer that was supposed to have happened on the 16th of last month of September.
Are you in temporary accommodation?
No, I mean I'm a secure tenant, but I've been victimised and assaulted in my house. Plus, employees for the Enfield Council have fraudulently frauded paperwork and put possession orders in, which I can prove that they've done. And they're still working inside of the company. They're still dealing with my case. This person he's attacked me for 2 years since he started the company, Lemmy Newerbush. He fraudulently frauded all of the paperwork and went for a possession order. And he used the true perpetrators that I was already in contact with the Enfield Council and their complaints department, showing them what they were doing to me. He used the perpetrators to attack me, basically. He's tried to take my life and my home and force me into prison under fraudulent claims that he created. And I can prove this from your timestamp, so I want something done about it. He's now supposed to be dealing with a transfer, housing transfer for me, alongside with a solicitor that he never had a solicitor, and I advised him to get a solicitor, which I've got the recordings to prove, because I told him on the phone that he had frauded all of the paperwork, and I could prove it from the timestamps. I told him, is he a legal advisor? I knew that he had passed at Westminster. He said to me on the phone that no, he isn't. He isn't acting as a legal profession, and I advised him to get a solicitor. He did get a solicitor, Lavinia. I've got recordings speaking to her bosses for her previous company, and I've got recordings of me explaining to her what Lemmy's done and what she's allowed to do, and she still went for possession orders and still went for custodial sentences and court costs against me. I want something done.
Okay, and the complaint is related to your housing situation?
Yes, that is correct, madam.
It is. Okay. I can bring up your details on my system, but it's really, because you are through to the switchboard at the moment, okay? So it's really beyond me at the moment. You will need to speak to the Enfield Council Housing regarding your housing situation, because I don't have access to the system. And regarding your complaint, if it's been passed on to the complaint team, let me just have a look who is on duty today.
Thank
and
you.
And I'll see if I can put you through.
Thank you.
Just one moment. You're welcome. Okay, just hold the line, please. I will see if I can put you through, but I will have to introduce the call. So just may I take your postcode, please?
Echo November 3.
Yeah.
7 Juliet, Quebec.
And your house number, sir?
109 Burncroft Avenue.
109, okay. Mr. Simon Cordell?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Just hold the line for a moment, and I'll see if I can get through to the complaints thing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi, you're through to Matthew. I'm from the complaints team at your council.
How are you doing, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm alright. How are you?
I'm okay, not too happy, to be quite honest. I'm very concerned about things that I'd like to get addressed. Are you the person that could help me address the framework and legal policies within the Enfield Council and its employees when they're not acting responsible or acting with neglect or misconduct? Can you help me in regards to them issues?
Yes. So I work in the complaint team. So my role is to sort of take complaints, log them to the relevant services, and I also respond to complaints as well. The woman you spoke with on the phone before said that you've got an active complaint in the Enfield Council.
I've had multiple active complaints, but they've been pushed aside. And now a gentleman called Lemmy, while I was putting complaints in of what they were allowed, what the employees and directors were allowing to happen to me in my house, which I got video evidence of, they pushed away about 300 emails that are logged on your computer systems, and they employed a gentleman called Lemmy Neuerbus, who works for the ASB team, And yeah. What he has actually done, and I can prove, is I collected a Freedom of Information Act from the Enfield Council, asking for any claims yeah. against me of my neighbours. He's basically gone to the Enfield Council. He's a woman called Sarah Fletcher was our neighbourhood officer. She, while I was in a hospital and I wasn't in my property, she has phoned the perpetrators that my first original 400 emails or 300 emails were about, and basically Sarah Fletcher has phoned them, the true perpetrators who live up above me. She has let them falsify a statement, yeah, with three claims in it. What they initially done was phoned up the Enfield, wrote to the Enfield Council, and when the Enfield Council received a letter on the 17th of the 10th, 2016, off of them, and it backdated a month prior, and what it said is that I'm a drug addict. And now that is how this started. So from a letter, you receiving a letter, which on the 17th of the 10th, 16, saying that I'm a drug addict, backdated a month prior, you knew that I already had all these official emails in regards to these people and what they were doing, and that they were attempting to take my life, Article 2 of my human rights, and that they were violating my private and family life, Article 13, and so forth, yeah. Now, you knew the seriousness of the original 400 complaints, then when I'm not living in my house, this Sarah Fletcher has invited the Mafiagans. Yous lot received the first letter, then they've made three telephone calls to yous lot, updated complaints while I'm not in my house. So I'm not living in my house. They've wrote a drug letter, now three updated telephone complaints. Then Sarah Fletcher phones them up and asks them to come down to the Civic Centre on the 11th of the 11th, 2016. She does a statement with them. They can remember the drug letter date, but they couldn't remember the 3 days of the phone calls that they made updated on your computer systems. So they made a complete new 3 days up completely. So now that led to 6 days that they've made, plus one more date, which was the drug letter date, 7 dates in total. So, but they couldn't remember the three the days that they telephoned you up on.
Yeah.
When they,
so before you go on, if I ask a couple of questions, you say that it was Sarah Fletcher's basically sort of sent a letter that you're saying she shouldn't have. Was Sarah Fletcher a neighbourhood?
Yeah, Sarah Fletcher, she works under Jeffrey O'Mann, who is the neighbourhood officer watcher. The Enfield Council have their own police force. The Metropolitan Police Force initially did not want the neighbourhood officers' teams to be established in our history, in our British history. And that is because they ain't part of their own force in real life. What they are is they're a council's police force. So the neighbourhood team belong to yourselves and not to the Metropolitan Police, and that is in our history, yeah? So these people are responsible and reliable to yourselves. They're responsible and reliable. Yeah, they're reliable and responsible to yourself and questionable to yourselves, yeah? And to others, yeah? So now, what I'm concerned about is Sarah Fletcher has done this. Yeah, this isn't even the initial problem. I'm being held hostage in my house, but that's the beginning section. This is what Lemmy has done. So after Sarah Fletcher's called them down, I phoned up Sarah Fletcher and I have a recording of Sarah Fletcher, and I explained to her that I know that she frauded all of this paperwork because I wasn't living in my house at the time, yeah. So I was living at my mother's house. Now I've got the recording. Now Sarah Fletcher left her job, yeah, because of it. So she's no longer employed as a neighbourhood team officer. But then what's happened is this Lemmy Newerbush has been hired by yourselves. He's come straight out of Westminster, so he's done a degree in law, supposedly, and the housing and all the rest of it. And what he's done is he's picked up Sarah Fletcher's work. Now he's refused to look at any of the 400 emails that all your complaints departments were dealing with. All the MPs are tied in and everybody else are tied in, asking you lot to protect me. And then what he's done is he said, if I don't come to the Enfield Council in regards to Sarah Lee's meeting and these allegations that thing are done, he's going to put a procession order in. Now he tried to entrap me into the civic centre for a meeting. I refused in the recordings to go for that meeting because I'm being held in my house already because of the Enfield Council created a forged ASBO application with the Metropolitan Police in your office. offices, which I've got the paperwork to prove, which is a bit of another story, and I'm riding a 9-year prison sentence in my house, basically, when I shouldn't be. Yeah? I never got arrested.
Before you go on, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just trying to take notes, so when I interrupt you, don't take it.
Yeah, I won't ever do that. I've built notes for you, and I'll give you access to a website in a second if you would like. And that website's going to show you all of the evidence that I've built and everything in regards to the report that I've built. And that report shows my losses, my hours, everything that I've suffered throughout and everything, and I would like that taken into account. And I've got a solicitor firm, and my solicitor firm's just letting me finish off the last bits, and I'm going to come and officially serve the Enfield Council my full report, an official report of all of what I'm talking about. I've gave enough opportunities for this to be resolved, from the initial problem of what's happened. I'll go through the initial problem in a second of how it all started, but we're going to continue with up to date at present, if that's okay with yourself. Is that okay, yeah?
So what I'm writing here is Lenny's taken over from...
Sarah Fletcher. He's
refused to look at any of the letters, is that right?
He's refused to look at any of the emails on the computer, which is explaining the true facts of what was ongoing on this housing estate. So what my mother was writing to Enfield Council and what I was writing to Enfield Council, and he's refused to look at them. He's picked up Sarah Fletcher's work, and there was also another case, two other cases that were ongoing with two other neighbours where I'd been set up, which I've proved. Now, I got arrested for the other two cases, one with Stan and one with a woman called Karen and one a boy called George. Three cases, they all set me up, and I went to court and won all three cases. Now, a woman called Jean Burton, who's the witness care protection team for Hackney, she emailed a woman called Konnichiwa, who's Lemmy's line manager, I've got that email, and in that email explains to Konnichiwa that I have won the cases and that I'm going to be released back home. So now Konnichiwa, or whatever name is up, she messages Lemmy, and she tells Lemmy to go to Stan's house and to George's and that, and to give them diaries. So Lemmy goes to their houses and he gives them diaries telling them that I'm going to be coming back home and I've won the cases. There's another day arranged shortly the day after with them all, so Lemmy arranges to go back the second day. In his own personal notes, when he gets back to the Civic Centre, he writes in his notes, which I've retrieved on his personal notes, that he noticed that there was no camera in my corridor. So he writes that in his own notes, and he didn't ever think I was going to get them. The next day he starts forcing, hand delivering letters to my front door saying that I've got to remove the camera, knowing that the camera's not there, and he's still forcing letters saying that I've got to do something about the water pressure, which is another part of what's going on. Now he knows there's no cameras there, and he knows that the water pressure's been checked 6 times already by Sarah Fletcher, her surveyor, Thames Water, the private plumber, Enfield Council's plumber, and all of them have said no, that there's no problem. They're left forcing, hand written letters trying to get into my house and break into my house, yeah? Now, why are they trying to break...
Is this Lemmy?
Yeah, Lemmy. Lemmy's forcing hand... Yeah.
Pardon? Who is it that's trying to force
access? Lemmy and other team members, yeah? Now, there is a reason behind Lemmy doing this, but I'm just going through the Lemmy part. Now, what Lemmy does is I phone Lemmy up, and in the recording to Lemmy, I say to Lemmy, I'm not willing to come for the meeting with you, Lemmy, and the reason I've just phoned it up, it's okay to go through this conversation with you, Lemmy. Lemmy says, yeah, he's happy to talk with me. I said, this is the first time I've spoke to you, Lemmy, and the reason I'm speaking to you is because my mother's just shown me all of the emails for the first time that I didn't know that was going on. Now you and all the other team members are trying to kill my mother in emails and overload her as an enterprise, knowing that she's a single person and all she's trying to do is protect her son, me, which is within our human rights and the rights for us to live in this quiet country, and it's in all your equality policies, your diversity, equal opportunities to found a new all of the talk that you use on the company seems seems to give, the enterprise user represent gives, yeah. Now, Lemmy, what he done is, because I'm on the phone to Lemmy, I asked Lemmy, can you please go onto the computer and can you check the last complaint against me? Now, this is on the 7th month of 2017, we're having this conversation. Now, Lemmy gets upset, and he goes on the computer, you hear him typing like that in the recording, and he checks the date, and he goes to me, oh, the 1st of January. So now, when he says the 1st of January, I know the laws that I represent. So I say to him, Lemmy, you're out of the Time Limitation Act, yeah? These cases that you're trying to force me to the Civic Centre for a meeting for are out of the Time Limitation Act. I've already been arrested for them and I've already been found not guilty in court, yeah? So if you've had new information given to you, Lemmy, you're not a police officer, give that to the police and let the police do their investigations, and then if you believe that there's, if I'm found guilty, then you as Enfield Council can, or you representing Enfield Council can do whatever you believe is in the best interest for the rest of your clients, yeah. And what Lemmy does is he gets the ump and he puts the phone down. Now he copies all of Sarah Fletcher's work and he slams it in 7 times into a possession order, and he slams a possession order through my front door, hand delivers it the next day, and he goes to take my flat off of me and steal it. Now he's copied and pasted it all. Now you can tell that the first statement that they done was with Sarah Fletcher. Yeah, now somehow a possession order got made in between that and all these got sent. You can tell on the history there, then straight away, Lemmy's already prepared a statement covering up all the information that he's put in the possession order. He calls the Matthew Illigans down again on the 2nd of August 2017 and he makes them, happily sign the forged paperwork that Lemmy's made, and then they spend 2 years chasing me around in a court trying to steal my flat, making up allegations while this woman's chasing me and attacking me, slamming the toilet. I've got videos in every room, recording every room of my house on what they've done to me in my front room, bathroom, kitchen. Now the reason that they've all, that my neighbours have turned on me, is because a sex scandal was created in my name and against me and my partner, which Enfield Council played a massive role involved in. Now the way that I can prove that the council played a role in this is they put, there's an ASBO got put against me while I'd been on curfew for a year in my house. So I hadn't gone out and hadn't done nothing. I was working for Enfield Council. I took the keys for the local community hall, Kemp Hall, and I was managing Kemp Hall. I was doing Kids with Cerebral Palsy at Winchmore Hill Festival. I was doing Lock to Lock Festival with Enfield Council down next to Enfield Lock. I was doing Ponders End Festival. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah.
So I was a valued member to the community and I'm making good commitments and ties and relationships with people, networking, and I was working alongside yourselves, because the red badge that you represent us on every street post and everything is in all of the paperwork and the invoices that I got put through my bank account for doing these events. Yeah, so
yeah.
I can prove that there was a conflict of work under the 1998 Act when the Enfield Council initially agreed to do this application. For an ASBO to be put through, there's three different sorts of ASBOs, yeah? There's a county court order, there's a standalone ASBO, yeah, which is what they've put on me, a standalone ASBO, which is for like kicking a football up the wall. Then there's a CBO ASBO. Now, a CBO ASBO is what they should have most probably tried to put on me, and what that means is, after criminal conviction, they can put an ASBO on you, yeah? So, if something says the organisation of illegal raves, it's illegal means illegal, so I should have been arrested, yeah? They never arrested me for this case, yeah? If you did get arrested for throwing a party and you did go through the proper channels, get arrested, go through the police station, go to court, the maximum sentence is 6 months in prison, yeah? 6 months in prison and a 20 grand fine. Somehow they forgot to arrest
me. What was the ASBO filed for?
The name of the application is called the organisation of illegal raves, yeah, that's what they're saying. Now I've got the paperwork here proving I was never found guilty in court, yeah. Now what initially happened is, if you picture this, yeah, for us, if you're okay, because if you know the area, I suspect, yeah, you've got I'm on curfew for a year in my house for a gazebo case. I'm barred from central London. I've got a sign on at 8 o'clock every single day at the police station. I've got a tag on my leg and I've got to be indoors by 8 o'clock. I lost my first partner of 13 years, my first ever love, yeah, that I've been with for 13 years, Diana, because she kept walking out the door and I couldn't chase her after 8 o'clock or nothing because I was like a little kid on curfew, yeah. I ended up with, me and Diana broke up, I went out and met another partner, yeah. I never had no problems with this partner. Me and her today have never argued, yeah. At the same time as I met this new partner, the police served an ASBO folder outside my front door. Now that ASBO folder says it was created in your civic centre by a Stephen Ellis and by a Jane Johnson, our borough commander. Now, for an ASBO to be made, you need members of the public, yeah? Now, each police officer's done a statement. This whole ASBO is over people getting kept up overnight at one place, Progress Way, yeah? Progress Way is opposite the BMW, new BMW factory on Lincoln Road, yeah, where they sell BMWs. You know what I'm talking about, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's another place, Southbury Train Station. At Southbury Train Station, you've got the old man building, which is the white building opposite the train station. Now, the old man, while I was on curfew, you can check in your files, because you sort of went there enough time. I've requested all of the paperwork for Freedom of Information Act, and you sort of gave me the evidence proving that you sort of went there yourselves, or noise abatement teams did and that, and served notices on them, God knows how many times. Now, you've got a group of people that are living in that building, the old man building, while I'm on curfew, I don't know. Now, this gentleman has, there's a gentleman called, Chris, let's call him Chris, he's throwing a party in Essex. Now the police have shut him down. There's a police officer called Adrian Combs in Essex. Now Adrian Combs owns a company called Big Boss Limited, and he is in charge of every festival in the country. What he does is all the paperwork under the police's Big Boss Limited. You can check it up on the internet. Yeah, he does all Glastonbury the lot. So he's a top cop.
Yeah, before you go on, Mr. Cordell, in terms of your complaint as a whole, who is your complaint against? Is it the antisocial behaviour team and Lennox, or
I've got all of the directors on recording, and I've been talking to them about their whistleblowing procedures and policies, and I've got the full cabinet here, yeah. And what my problem is that I've got all Heather Littler on recording. I've got every single one of them. I've got over 200 odd recordings here of me explaining to them all the different problems about the Matthew Illigans, how they were selling another house and living upstairs as temporary accommodation. They've been left to attack me, yeah. Use it holding me 9 years, yeah. See, a standalone ASBO, yeah, is not supposed to be a form of punishment by any form way of means. People get released, yeah, from prison by early release of curfew. A curfew should never have been put inside of a standalone ASBO, so I should never be on curfew. If 6 months, if you ain't got enough for criminal conviction at court, how can you give me a 9-year curfew? Even if you did have enough for criminal conviction, the maximum is 6 months. Now I'm phoning you, and I'm explaining to you, I've got the police ASBO folder, and every police office, all this is over people getting kept up overnight. I spoke to this Big Boss Limited, Adrian Combs, and he said to me, and I've got all the notes here for it, he was phoning this bloke called Chris up, telling Chris not to throw a party. Chris kept putting the phone down on him, not realising who he was, that he's a good police officer to know. He's in charge of all the festivals. He's given Chris a chance, but Chris was being a rude person. And I'm putting the phone down him. So Adrian got in a helicopter. Chris tried to throw the party in Essex. Adrian got in a helicopter, got loads of news reporters, put them in the helicopter, and he landed in the field, and he shut Chris down. He gave Chris Lurcher a noise abatement notice, which he gave me all the paperwork for, and he let them press all of it in the press, newspapers. So I've got all the newspaper presses saying that Chris threw this party. Now Chris has shut the party down because he's got kicked away, and he's come to Enfield, and he's gone to Progress Way. He never realised that the other lot were in the old man building. So any cars from Essex have followed him to Progress Way. The rest have got on trains and they've got out at Southbury train station and seen the old man building turned on. And they've walked straight into the old man building. Now, so you can imagine all of the foot patrollers have gone into the old man and a couple of the cars have gone down to Progress Way. Now, Now, this ain't my fault. The Adrian Combs sent the Metropolitan Police all of his work and sent a picture of Chris, a white person, in the folder. Now, the Metropolitan Police and the Enfield Council took Chris's picture out of it and put my picture in it. Yeah? Now, imagine that, yeah? Put my picture in it. And what made things worse was there was no phone calls to Progress Way or about Progress Way, because no one really went to Progress Way. Everyone ended up at the old man building. So now, all of the recordings say, all of the notes for the old man building are there, all the 999 calls. So when I open up the ASBO, it says Cran Road, Cran Road, Cran Road, the old man building. Now, under oath, when I got the police officers under oath on the day in court, we asked them, are you sure when you created this folder with the council that every one of these are Progress Way? He says under oath, yeah, we're sure, I'm sure that all of these, Cran Road, there was no party at Cran Road on this day. He's 100% sure. Now, he's lied because he forgot to take the X to Y locations out of it. He blocked out all of the names of the streets. But when you check the X to Y locations, they all show Cran Road. All the 999 calls in that ASBO are really Cran Road. Yeah?
Yeah. Now, Mr. Cordell, we're gonna have to wrap this call up soon.
Why would you want to wrap it up if I'm talking about dishonouring your company? I'm going to turn my website on soon. I'm happy to do that, and I'm confident that you're going to end up with fraud departments. I'm sending it to the Universal to the European Committee. I'm going to send it to Christopher Jeddit, who's the Queen's Secretary. I'm also going to send it to Treasa, and I'm going to go online. I'm going to blast it everywhere. Yeah, you don't keep telling me to deal with this out of body. Yeah, rather than inner body
I'm just trying to wrap up the main details of your actual complaint.
Yeah, okay. Well, Lemmy has tried to steal my flat, and your initial workers, yeah, who are Pat and Steve, which you have got in your release forms, who everyone's going, oh, you know the deal about Mr. Cordell. When me and my mum are writing, Pat and Steve from the ASB team put the ASBO on him. Yeah, and so Pat and Steve are your players in your team, and all your mates, all them lot, Lemmy and all that, in all their release forms, when they're all back stabbing me and every time my mother writes to them, says, please help Simon, use it right to the doctors, because the doctors say, oh, the council's writing to us again, telling us to come to you. Yeah, so I've got all the council letters, all the letters of the doctors, proving every time that you've like, phoned them to every time my mum sends you an official letter. The day after, I've got the doctors at my house trying to kill me. Yeah, and that's because you are sending them there, because you're receiving official emails telling you. Now, Lemmy went one step further, yeah? What Lemmy done in his, you can go and check this on page 258 or 48 of his new indexed injunction. Remember, Lemmy went for a possession order, an injunction order, then another injunction order, then another injunction order against me over 2 years. Remember, in my recording, I told Lemmy that first one. I told him about the times, about the time limitation. I said to Lemmy on the phone, like I'm explaining to you, go and get the first ASBO folder that was made in your offices, and notice that each police officer has done 4 statements each, pretending that they're members of the public, but there's no signatures at the bottom of them. They've got no members of the witness, members of public, saying that anything ever happened. This is illegal what they're doing to me, yeah? It even says that I'm white people committed the crime and I never committed the crime. This is 9 years of my life you are stealing, yeah? Now, I asked Lemmy to go to the folder. Lemmy puts the phone down. He goes to the folder, and on the third page, fourth page of the ASBO, in 2015, when I got so-called found guilty, which I can prove I never in the transcripts, because they couldn't prove illegality, the judge says it in the transcript, we can't prove that nothing illegal happened, yeah? So, but she still gave me an ASBO anyway, yeah? Now, what I told Lemmy to do was go, when I got found so-called found guilty, they made my bail conditions, that I'm not allowed to go to a party, I'm not allowed to go to an industrial estate, I'm not allowed to hire no sound equipment without Enfield Council's authority, and all the rest of it, yeah? Now, someone went along and made threats out of it. They scribbled little bits of it, and it says, attend court and we'll remand, and attend court and diss us and we'll remand. That's what it says, yeah? They made threats out of my bail conditions. Now, I could never prove the person that had done this, because Sally Gilchrist, who was in charge of all of the cases, what she done was gave it to my solicitor, Josephine, as Josephine was walking away from the case from me, yeah, because she knew how much trouble the case was. So I thought Josephine could have done it, or Sally Gilchrist could have done it. But I collected the folders from Josephine's office. Yeah, you with me, yeah?
Yeah,
Sir, with the threats and... Now, let me just explain this one. Let me just explain this to you, because this is quite serious what I'm explaining to you, yeah? Please, let me just finish this one part, and then I will stop. I'm not meaning to be rude, but we're talking about 7 years and 9 years of me being held in this house, yeah? Now, what Lemmy went and done is I collected the folders from Josephine Ward, Michael Carroll's in hard copy, so I couldn't prove that Sally Gilchrist had put these threats in it. But then, somehow, Sally Gilchrist gave used a copy of the folders. Now, you've got all your mate, Daniel Ellis, and all that in all of his emails messaging me when I'm talking to Daniel Ellis in the recordings, and Daniel Ellis is saying he don't have a copy of the first ASBO in that building. There's never been a copy of the first ASBO. Now I know that's a liar, yeah, because it's later been admitted now in paperwork that there is a copy in that in them offices. And what Lemmy went and done when I told him about the missing signatures and the time limitation, he went to the folder to check them, and he took the threats out of page two, out of the first ASBO, and put them into his injunction order, yeah? So now if you go to two page 458 or 24258 in his injunction order, you see the threats, yeah, from the first ASBO after in 15 when Sally Gilchrist sent it to your offices. Now if you check the emails that my mother was sending you, at the same time my mum was sending you asking you to protect me, and you are getting Sally Gilchrist sending you all this forged paper that you know, and you're watching all the threats in it, and then Lemmy, and you're watching all this happen, and you are doing all of this to me and Shannon and Heidi. You've caused a sex scandal in our name, your company has, to cover up all of holding me in my house for 9 years. And I told Lemmy about emergency applications.
Mr. Cadell, what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak with Lemmy's manager after this call, as soon as we get off the phone. But what I've been advised is that any communication should go through your lawyer.
Through my lawyer. I'm not going out to a lawyer. I'm going to go public, yeah? And you watch the police run into your buildings and grab you if you don't deal with it internally. Tell whoever's advising you to take sensible advice and to deal with me, because I don't mind. I will wipe all of the corruption away, like I've said in every recording, and I will not talk about it to you lot. If you lot go and call an emergency application, like I taught Lemmy how to do, and he's done for the last 2 years shagging my life, and you get this ASBO off me. Trespass was never proved. You can. I'll turn a copy. Let me turn the website on for you now and show you how much.
Mr. Cadell.
You got Google about you. You got Google about you. Let me show you how I've updated this website. Let me show you the report and how much trouble. And ask your friend if he wants to advise you the same advice after. Do you want to see the website?
Cadell, as I said, I've been advised that all communication must go through your lawyer.
No, it mustn't. Listen to this. If you get this right, there's a word here, which is called I'm allowed to act for myself. Yeah, I don't need a solicitor to act for me. Yeah. I don't need a solicitor. In a court, you don't need a solicitor to act for you. I am acting for you. You take money off me. I am your client. Under the Landlord and Reforms Act alone, you are in breach of your agreement. You are signed into a mutual contract with me, and you're refusing to talk to me about breaches within your company and within my contract that you got signed with me. We're in contract. So how are you not obliging to your part of the contract and acting with fairness and fair processing in regards to the issues that I'm bringing to you? I bring a high standard of evidence that is more further than beyond the reason. I can use your own timestamps to prove what your employees done when they was acting with neglect and misconduct towards my life and trying to steal my property while entrapping me in my home. And you're telling me that you're not prepared to talk to me and to talk to a solicitor in regards to my contract, but you still want to take money off me. Hello.